Zednik. Gains the line. Over to the right side. There's Olioka and shoots. He scores! Ole's got a huge pair here in the first period. The Panthers on the power play now lead 2-0.
Ole Jokinen becomes Florida's franchise scoring leader in a 4-3 win over Philadelphia. Randy Moeller the call on 790 The Ticket in Miami. Jokinen's first goal of the game was his 355th point as a Panther, and the second goal his 158th marker in Florida, eclipsing both records held by Scott Mellenby. What an NHL debut for Toronto's Jiří Tolusti.
Here's a chance for Tolusti in on the left side. Scores! Jiří Tolusti, who just picked up his first NHL point with an assist, now picks up his first NHL goal in his first NHL game, and the Leafs have a 3-1 lead.
Dennis Bayak, the call on AM 640 Toronto Radio, and the news got better for Tolusti. His first assist was changed to a goal, so the 13th overall pick in 2006 tallied twice in his first game, and the Leafs beat Pittsburgh 5-2. Tolusti has just opened his scoring account, while Philadelphia's Simone Gagné keeps adding to his.
Batted out to center ice. Good play there by Gagné. Up the left wing comes Darian Hatcher. He's got help coming. Briere in the circle, upended. Out in front to Gagné. Gagné scores! The overtime game winner by Simone Gagné. Just 48 seconds into OT, and the Flyers have won their fifth straight game, 3-2.
Tim Saunders on WIP in Philadelphia as Gagné earns his 400th career point with the overtime game winner, and the Flyers slip by Carolina. Boston and the Rangers went to overtime, and after 65 minutes of hockey, the game was still scoreless.
An inner goal from Phil Kessel, who had three big clinching goals as a rookie last year. He was 4-for-7 in all. Here he comes with a chance to win it. Kessel stick handling down the middle. A shot and he scores! Phil Kessel wins the game! 1-0 Bruins in the shootout.
Dave Gosher on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston as Phil Kessel shot the only puck that found the back of the net, and the Bruins beat New York 1-0. Ryan Kessler played his college hockey at Ohio State, and he enjoyed his return to Columbus.
Canucks send it the other way, and here's Cook on to the left wing. Kessler has some room. Ryan Kessler shoots, scores! He snuck it through LeClaire, and Ryan Kessler makes it 1-0 Vancouver.
John Shorthouse on the Canucks Radio Network with the call of the first of Kessler's two goals on the night, and Vancouver wins 4-1. In Calgary, the Flames gave up three first-period goals but refused to quit against Minnesota.
The Flames with the two goals now are down by one as they send the puck back into the Minnesota zone. Front backhander scores! Alex Calgary! And the Flames tie it 3-3.
Peter Maher on the Fan 960 in Calgary as Alex Tanguay would not only tie the match but grab the game winner as the Flames went on to a 5-3 triumph, handing the Wild their first regulation loss of the season. Finally, Islanders captain Bill Guerin victimized one of his former teams by scoring with 3.7 seconds left in overtime. The Isles edge New Jersey 4-3. Steve Mears brings us the excitement courtesy of Bloomberg Radio in New York.
8 seconds left in overtime. Campoli down low. Comrie a shot. Stopped by Weeks in front. Guerin, he scores! Islanders win! Bill Guerin, the overtime game-winning goal!
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.